views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, October 14, 2014, 99. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded 24/7 at iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and 2015 Blog Talk Radio. For more info, our website, www.yoandrewnts.com. We have a lot of great reads on my Twitter page. Hope you can go out and read it. Twitter.com/@AndrewTweetGeo. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. And you could email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona.
So yesterday was Christopher Columbus Day, or we like to say Columbus Day. And for some, you're off from school, maybe. If you're one of the 23 states, can you believe it? Only 23 states actually give many workers off and with pay. Only 23 is one of the fun facts of how many react to Christopher Columbus Day. Again, Howard Forrest, my phone screen, my father spectating as always, Tay Giordano. And for the 99th time, my name is Joe Andrew. Welcome to the program. I want to begin with this word for you. And I didn't just take it out of the dictionary 5 minutes ago. I decided to bring this word into play. And it's called cliche. The meaning of cliche is a phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought. So that's the meaning of cliche. What are some examples of cliche? Now again, we're a news talk show, so we get into a lot of debates and heated arguments and just in general, a pleasant conversation. Yet you're always going to have that one person, maybe not on this program, but on another program, give out a cliche argument. The only reason why you voted for the president because he's African American. It's a cliche argument. It's overused, but it becomes irrelevant. There's no resolution to it. It just keeps spurting out like word vomit. Now, again, you can say that about me. I will tell you I disagree with many of his policies, but he looks like a pretty swell guy. I don't think it has anything to do with his color. And you know you're going to see the same if Hillary Clinton runs. But we're going to get into politics the next hour, midterm election that's coming up. And I'm going to give you my five facts of the midterm election. And, of course, I'm a huge supporter of voting, so get out and vote. But also, be smart about it. Don't just vote because I told you to. What else is a cliche argument? Let's think. A cliche argument is Jesus was killed by the Jews. That was a good one. Jesus was Jewish, and when he came onto the cross, many have said that the Jews went against him. That's a cliche argument. It could be irrelevant in many cases, and it could be argued. A cliche comment that comes out of someone, like word vomit, it's just a basic argument. Yeah, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything. It could mean something if we all come together, but it might not. What else? Come on, we have all day. What's a cliche argument? Something that's just overused. Like, okay, that's enough. Enough of this. A cliche argument. Let's go maybe on the holidays. There's always, I know, I wish I wrote down a few of these. I mean, I already had those two in mind of what I just said. But what is another good cliche? Well, I mean, another cliche argument is Jesus was African-American. That's another cliche argument. I'm not saying that these aren't true. That's not my intention. I mean, if you agree or disagree, that's a whole other conversation for, again, another program. I already did 99, and we can do another 100 if we can. What I'm saying is it's when you're in a conversation with someone, you always can see someone spurt it out. But they have no educational background behind it and no argument either. It just comes out. Okay. All right, keep going. Enough. Cliche arguments is not, now let's make this clear, it's not a fun fact. If you're speaking with someone and, oh, did you know? No, see, no, that's a fun fact. Now, what else? Oh, Christopher Columbus. There you go. See, I got you there. I knew one. Of course I have him in front of me. I'm not that stupid. I'm a radio host. I did this how many times already? Christopher Columbus is, I think, one of the most interesting cliche arguments by far. And yesterday it came out again. Now, I was at the parade. I was on the float at my job. I'm waving. I see Italian flags waving. People going crazy. And I am looking around, scanning the parade in New York City. And I say to myself, what does this holiday actually mean? Now, of course, if I go back to elementary school, Christopher Columbus wrote a map one day and he went on to his three boats and he sailed on. He met the Indians. They ate Thanksgiving dinner and they called it a day. It's that simple. But then I went to high school. And Christopher Columbus, well, maybe he didn't just write. He had some trouble until he got the approval of Spain. And then he did go on the three boats. He didn't really know what they were saying, if they were Indians or not. But he ended up helping them and building a beautiful house and beautiful land. And Spain was the ones who, you know, tortured the people. And he didn't want that. He was better than that. But then I went to college. And Professor Oppler, tell you, this guy was, I liked him. I mean, he was one of those professors where he made a joke and I'm the only one that laughed. You know, like everybody, he makes a joke. I'm like, ha. No. There was this one funny joke he did. He did a lot of PowerPoints. And that's what I liked about him. I wasn't a fan of, let me write till my hand falls off. I like to see some visuals, have some conversation, and it relates to the test. It worked out. Now, he didn't do this with Christopher Columbus. It was with all the kings. Because we had to go through tons of different, King Ferdinand and, you know, King, oh my God, there's so many, and you know what, tip of my tongue, who's always the king? It's King Philip? No, it's God, I can't get it in my head. So he said, here's the king. And he turns around. Oh, my God, it's Kermit. Kermit the Frog is standing in the PowerPoint. I'm cracking up. This is hilarious. I mean, I'm getting a BA degree in Muffet language. I'm loving this. Well, I remember, and it's funny because when we spoke about Christopher Columbus, it was in a women's studies class. I don't know how we got on Christopher Columbus. And he said, well, Christopher Columbus is not who you thought he was. He was a very, you know, dumbfounded young man. He went onto a boat believing what he said was true. They almost killed him on the boat before they actually got there. They get there. He's writing all this stuff in his journal of what supposedly these people were saying, but he didn't understand the language. He ended up taking an ingredient called cotton, went to Spain, sold it for a lot of money, brought some of them back to be their posers, so technically they were slaves, and then he ended up killing half of them, and then eventually he was killed too. So as I got older, Christopher Columbus became the center of attention of, he was a nice guy, he was an evil guy, or we made him both of those things. Yet the cliche argument comes in. The cliche argument of, well, Christopher Columbus was a bad man. And that's all you hear. How can we be celebrating a holiday like this? He was an evil, evil young... he was an evil man. It's a cliche conversation. It's a cliche argument. All right, prove to me. Why? Why was he such an evil man? And they can't give you anything. Maybe they're scared. I understand it. It's hard. Because I just learned that Christopher Columbus Day is more of a Italian Heritage Day. A day where Italians come together and they celebrate their nationality. So it's interesting how if you try to go against Christopher Columbus, you might be offending a lot more people. And then the next half hour, we're really going to go into perspective on the reactions of people the past several days. But I'm going to warn all children. I know some of you who are listening to the program, you might have a child, you might have someone next to you. That's great. I love children. Bring them on over. If they can hear my voice now, imagine what they can actually hear in the future. Good things. Because of the right mindset because of me. Yet this time, they need to go into another room. And I'm not the person to tell you how to raise your kid or treat your kid. You know that. Because I wouldn't want you to do the same to me. Or I wouldn't want people to do the same to my parents. Yet this is going to be it's going to be like about Santa Claus. And you know what I'm saying? About Santa Claus, you don't want to say that one line that might ruin him or her for a long time. So that's what Christopher Columbus. These young children who are in educational institutions are learning about the myth. Not saying that the myth is covering up who Christopher Columbus was, but it created a nice fun story that sold millions of child books created by Scholastic and you're able to teach them something. Same thing like Thanksgiving. Do you remember 2 years ago? Yeah, I can't believe it. We spoke with Penny. What was her? My head is somewhere. I can't remember anyone's name. Penny Holman. She was the author, and she spoke to us about the real life of Thanksgiving. It was a really great conversation. They didn't have turkey. They had Italian food. People to this day look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. You know, you read the book. You speak to this expert. You're amazed at what you learn. And it took it to the late 1930s to make it an official holiday. And so that's the same goes for Christopher Columbus. Eventually, you start learning these details. But the difference between Christopher Columbus and Thanksgiving is it has some type of interest with more people. Everyone seems to get into it. Oh, Christopher Columbus, evil guy. Or how can you say that? If it wasn't for him, there'd be no America. It's my God, it's back and forth. That's all it is. Back and forth. So I want the children to leave the room if they can, because this conversation might hurt them. You come home one day and, hey, Daddy, look at the telescope I made, because Christopher Columbus used one. Well, telescopes weren't even around when he was there in 1492, so that's already out the window. Yet I don't blame children. If they learn this myth, they actually take it with them for a long time. Do you know it was my sophomore year of high school with Miss Castellano. See, I got her name in my head. When she gave us the myth of Groundhog Day, I was shocked. I thought Groundhog Day was real. I'm not lying. I thought you see the shadow, get a shorter winter. Until you realize that the way the sun and the way the earth squares round, of course, it's always going to be March 21st. You're always going to get spring. Well, I didn't know that. But again, you learn these things as you go along. Some have not. And the arguments that we're going to share in the next segment is really going to show us some people just won't let it go. Some arguments are going to be controversial. How about I share some? How about I give you an outlook of what we're going to talk about? We're going to speak about Christopher Columbus might not have been Italian from the writings he wrote in his journal. That was an interesting piece I saw. We're going to speak about the controversy in Seattle of them changing the name Christopher Columbus Day to Indigenous People Day. We're going to speak about a local store right here in Staten Island, how one of our politicians treat Christopher Columbus Day. Of course, we have to have a local story in this whole bunch. And we're going to speak about how many Italian people are being offended by the arguments that I am going to share with you. But I can tell you this. How could we fix this problem? I mean, I'm going to share with you all these different controversies. You'll have your time to weigh in. We are going to do a little Twitter segment where we're going to hashtag Christopher Columbus Day, and we're going to see what people around the world have been tweeting. We haven't done that in a while. That should be fun. See what strangers and even experts are tweeting. Because I'm telling you, you type in Christopher Columbus, and you get a wide range of arguments. But I can tell you this. The only way we can fix any of this is two things. Number one, we change the curriculum how our children are taught, because that's where it's always going to be brought up. Many parents are not going to sit down at story time and speak about Christopher Columbus. They're going to have the Alexander, you know, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. They're going to speak about dragons, and they're going to speak about Cinderella. They're not going to, hello, Joe, I'm going to talk about Christopher Columbus. That's up to your first grade teacher, Mrs. Lippy. That's what it is. Right now, when I become a parent, I don't expect myself to read Christopher Columbus to my son or daughter. But I expect myself to read a very fun fairy tale from my childhood. I expect the parents, but I expect the teachers in that situation. So there are only two ways that we can really end this whole cliche. Because, you know, when we have a conversation on this program, there's always a resolution. You know, we're getting more into detail. How could we end this? How can we end the cliche? Because it's got to end. When something gets overused, it gets irrelevant. It just becomes, come on. What can we do to fix this? You change the curriculum from kindergarten to fifth grade. You get rid of the myth, and you try to create it in a way where it's a myth, but let's take out the telescope. Because the telescope's not supposed to be there. But what about violence? Well, we'll get to that while we have the conversation how we can fix it. So that's how we can fix the story. And how can we fix the day itself? How can we fix the day, Christopher Columbus? The name. The only way we can fix the name, the only way we can fix the day and make it as clear as possible is if we see a public approval to change the name or change the way we look at Christopher Columbus Day, or it becomes a political issue. If 2016, I got 10 Republicans on stage and the question asked to them, so what do you think of Christopher Columbus Day? Do you believe the name should be changed? Yes, I do. If I was president, I would influence the change of the name. All right. You know it. You know that the liberals wanted Columbus Day and the conservatives didn't want the day, or however the heck they both want to agree on it, because one side's got to agree and the other side doesn't have to agree. That's the only way you're going to change it. The only way is if you change the curriculum or you create a political issue out of it. And I don't think they're going to spend millions of dollars on a political issue. That's out. And changing the curriculum, well, if you start throwing blood and guts in there, that's not going to work either. And I agree. I'm not saying let's show them a rated R movie of Christopher Columbus. Of course not. Believe me, I know child psychology. They absorb the most information from the age 1 to 10. I know. I'm there. I have a little bit of child psychology in me from college. See, I was listening. Thousands of dollars in debt. I got something out of it. 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at Andrew Tree G if you want to weigh in the conversation. Do you believe the name Christopher Columbus Day should be changed, or should the holiday not be around altogether? What have people been arguing about? I'll talk about that next. Be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
So if you're just joining us, we're speaking about Christopher Columbus. Again, a young man who once sailed the seas and never thought years later there would be so much controversy about him. Well, that's what we're doing. And again, it's your turn to give me some insight. You can tweet me at Andrew Tweet Geo, or you can call me up, 855-712-YNTS is the number, toll free. Next week's our 100th show, by the way, and I have to say, 99 shows, and I look great. I didn't lose one dark hair off my head. But what I could say is it's going to be a great show. We got Matthew Patrick at The Game Theory joining us, the life of a YouTube star. Can you believe it? You get paid for these videos. We got Susan Samaro at the Mara Foundation sharing us how the fight and to educate breast cancer awareness. We got Ezekiel Jackson, former WWE superstar and the last ECW champion. He'll be on my phone line speaking with us, and many more special guests. So you got to come next week. If you're in the area, come by the studio. And if not, listen to us from anywhere like you always do, the cell phone, the tablet, even on your AM dial. 100 shows. That's 99 today and 100 next week and 100 after that. It's like my birthday. The only thing is there's no presents and I'm still 24. You got to come by next week. It's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a nice live audience. We do a little Q&A. It's going to be like a little Jimmy Fallon. We got a lot of great guests that are going to be on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, a lot of the guests we wanted sadly couldn't get with us, but we hope to have those guests on in the future. See, I would love to have Christopher Columbus on there. I mean, that's one of the dream interviews. The best person to have is the guy who actually is in the story. Sadly enough, you know, he's been dead for over 400 years, but hey, he will be the one to answer the question. So what do you feel? What was the question I would ask him? Christopher Columbus, welcome to the program. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. I don't know what accent he would give me. Christopher, we see many Americans disputing on what you did when crossing over the Atlantic Ocean and finding the new land. Do you agree with the comments they are making, or there is more to it? Andrew, that's a great question. See, that's how it worked. Christopher Columbus, did you find the new land, yes or no? And if not, why? I don't know. Christopher Columbus, there are many reports that you are not Italian. Can you actually create similarity to those who say that President Obama is not born in the United States? Maybe do a little Obama-Columbus switch. I mean, I can make questions up in the top of my head. I mean, I sit down for an hour and write them. So I think that would be a good idea. If I had an interview with him, I would. Because there's so many arguments about Christopher Columbus. I have a few great pieces on how yesterday, that for me was always a day off from school, is actually really controversial. You can get the cliche comments, but let's hopefully we can clear those up. So the Telegraph, telegraph.co.uk overseas, they, back in 2009 of October, they wrote a piece titled Christopher Columbus Writings Prove He Was Spanish. Now, many might not like me for this article because I found out that yesterday was a lot more than Christopher Columbus. It was also celebrating the Italian heritage. So to accuse this man of being Spanish could be an insult. And if I'm insulting anyone, my apologies. That's not my intention. I'm just reading off of a theory that we see in history. So believe it or not, since the death of Christopher Columbus in 1506, the rages go on of who Christopher Columbus was, and not what he did, but his nationality. According to one theory, he may have been Jewish, and another more recent account traced his origins to Scotland. Estelle Azari studies his language and grammar and concluded that Columbus was a Catalan-speaking man from the Kingdom of Aragon, an inland region of northeastern Spain at the foot of Pyrenees. The findings published this month, and that's back in 2009, in a new book, The DNA of the Rise of Columbus, explained that although he was Castilian, it was clearly not his first language, and his origins can be pinpointed to the Aragon region because of the grammar and the way he constructed sentences. Interesting. Now, the professor who wrote this book quoted, "He didn't express him correctly in any written language. His Spanish was notoriously incorrect, yet at the same time efficient, poetic, and eloquent." A scientific project launched 3 years ago, that's now 2006, discovered his true origins using DNA comparisons between his family and possible descendants has so far failed to provide conclusive results. So we, of course, from a theory of the language and how he wrote and from this comparing DNA, the man might be Spanish. Now, what's really more interesting is he might have been a lot more. Many people, if you do the research, many give him all types of nationalities. Some think he was Ireland, some think he was Jewish. So we don't know who Christopher Columbus might have been. Many people straight on, he was Italian, but it might be something else. That's one of the arguments people have every year. The argument of, was he Italian? We have another argument that he was a tyrant. He was an evil, evil, wicked man. Christopher Columbus' government was characterized by a form of tyranny. A Spanish historian, Consuelo Varela, who has seen the documents, because this supposedly a document came out of details what him and his family did when entering this new world. I will go on. Keep listening. This is interesting. Keep the kids away. The evidence has been found in a previously lost report drawn about the time for the Spanish monarchs as they become worried by growing rumors of Columbus' barbarity and avarice. The document was written by a member of an order of religious knights, the Order of Calatrava, who has been asked to investigate the allegations against Columbus by Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, who ruled Spain together at the time. It's a 48-page document of gatherers giving evidence that Christopher Columbus was a tyrant, was an evil man. So again, when you see that cliche argument, hey, bring this up. Your argument won't be cliche no more, but let me move on. Columbus and his brothers come across in the text as tyrants. Now, one can understand why he was sacked, and we can see that there was good reasons for doing so, according to Miss Varela, who is one of the two Spanish historians who have studied this 48-page document and described the life in the colony that Christopher Columbus took over as horrifying and hard. The monarchs wanted someone who did not give them problems. Columbus did not solve problems, he created them. So according to a 48-page document that was lost and then found, of testimonies of 23 people who have seen and heard the treatment Columbus and his brothers, not even just him, were giving to these indigenous people. Excuse me, my apologies. So there's another theory stating that this man might have been evil. Well, it's another argument, not even just about Christopher Columbus, but an argument of the day itself. The day of, should the name, the question I gave you guys, should the name be changed? Should Christopher Columbus, should the name be changed? Should the name be no more? Many people have decided to call it Indigenous Peoples Day. You wouldn't believe it. And I'll tell you this with my own eyes. That a school district in Seattle, a school board, recently voted to expunge the Great Navigator from the calendar with the second Monday of October to henceforth the day Indigenous Peoples Day. Closer to home, here in Staten Island, where we broadcast you on the program, Borough President James Otto has replaced the traditional Columbus Day parade with a sausage and pepper festival akin to the Feast of San Gennaro in Little Italy. Now, many people come out and don't agree with this because they believe it's a part of political correctness. Many people have called this a political issue, saying, of course, the Democrats are creating a political correctness, when many people are saying it's not about politics, it's about what this man did. And these people should also be celebrated for the torture they might have gone through, or what they have done also. Because many say that these people taught the Europeans how to live through a land that they have not seen before. Now, I know some of you out there are sitting by your dials or by your phones, laying on the bed listening, and you're saying to yourself, I never heard one argument about this. I've been living on Earth for a long time, and I've never heard, read, seen, or heard an argument of Christopher Columbus being a tyrant, of Americans disagreeing with the holiday's message and mission statement, and the name that is being given out every year when your kids are laying around off from school. And I see no reason why You shouldn't have. I see. That's not a surprise. You learn this in school while you're very young. You hear what this man has done. You hear how evil he was. You hear how nice he was. And at the end of the day, you just go on with your life. And believe me, we all do. Christopher Columbus, though, has a very interesting history. The same way we don't know how Hitler, the dictator in Germany during World War II, died, is the same way we don't know who Christopher Columbus was. I'm not comparing the deaths or their actions. No, don't take my words literally. I am saying how we interpret a story. That is how I'm comparing. Because you will always hear many stories of how he died, Hitler. You will always hear many stories of who Christopher Columbus was. There's going to be many cliche comments, and I promise you're going to hear them for the rest of your life. Because we're never going to change this day. It's never going to become a public issue unless the next young generation sees it has one. And at the moment, I don't see them budging. I don't see them getting up from their chairs. I don't see them raising their hands. I don't see them going on the skateboard, the bicycles, the scooters, the rollerblades, jumping in their cars and running to the nearest city hall and stating, hey, this holiday offends people. This holiday, no, it's about heritage. No, it's about a man who found America. No, it's about a holiday of history being tangled, history being changed, not repeated. This is what you're going to see for the rest of your life. Yet I said in the top of the hour, the only way this is going to change is if you get public approval to change it or if it becomes an issue in elections. If candidates feel that this is an issue that themselves and the country need to take upon, even though many Americans will probably disagree with that, because everyone knows that the economy is a little bit more important than celebrating a holiday. I mean, if you had to choose your priorities. 855-712-YNTF. You can tweet me at Andrew Trujillo. I want your input on this. I'm having a lot of fun with Christopher Columbus this year. And I hope you're enjoying the conversation. I'm going to jump on Twitter. I'm going to easily type in hashtag Christopher Columbus Day. What will pop up? What's the world talking about it? Is there some public approval to change his name? I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at LeslieWalks or Facebook.com/LeslieSansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
You want to educate women to where they can get the source of correct information. And that was really one of the things that started me out with the foundation to start with, was to dispel bad information.
Exercise, diet is one of the key factors. A breast self-exam, we teach that. We teach how to do it correctly. We teach when to do it.
Help Virginia Maurer and the Maurer Foundation and the O'Angel News Talk Show when we come together to reach over $1,000 this month for breast cancer education and breast cancer awareness. We, the O'Angel News Talk Show, have already donated. When will you donate?
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
I discovered a new revelation today in music. I did. I discovered a new revelation. When you listen to music on the radio, and you always get that here's a cliche argument. Music is fake. Music is fake. They're faking it. And you're sitting there like, am I going to hear this again? Music is fake. My people don't know how to... This is not real music. Like, oh my God. And they just say it. Or every artist is on drugs. What? There are some great singers. Like Frank Sinatra. Who smoked and he drank. And he had a great time doing it. But because he sang, he was a handsome guy. We gave him the what? So we gave him the sly? Come on. That was Presley. He had a girl on every side of his hip while he was shaking it around. So don't give me that old cliche argument. But what I discovered today, see, and this is it. This is why cliches are ruining conversation in the United States. It's ruining talk radio because all you hear is cliche arguments. All you hear is cliche comments. It distracts you from what's actually real. So today I was listening to the radio and I hear Ariana Grande. And I'm talking to my coworker. I say, you know, I know Ariana Grande for a while. I mean, I watched her on Nickelodeon. A lot of us did. And we see that she's become so big. Everyone knows her. She's dating Big Sean. Is she a diva or not? Why is her show canceled? One of her new hit songs is now being played on the radio. I don't even know the name of it yet. That's how new it is. And a few, few days. Oh, I know that song. It's good. It's featured with someone, of course. And I'm listening to it. And of course, we're speaking about the whole argument of, in my coworker, I don't listen to artists like these, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, the whole nine yards, because they don't sing. It's all technology. And he's right. I don't believe that's a cliche argument. It's pretty out there. And then I realized something. When you see Ariana Grande go on stage and you see Ariana Grande not being able to sing the songs she has recorded that's being played on the radio, is it because she can? Is it because they've added technology to her voice? The answer is no. I listened to Ariana Grande's voice while she was on the program Victorious on Nickelodeon. Yes, she sang in a few parts. And the voice she sang then, the voice she's singing now, that's not her voice. Do you know what they do? They take her voice and they change it. So when she's on stage, I didn't really want to have you. I want to look. Of course she can't sing the damn song because that's not her voice singing it. They take her voice and they twist it around and they do whatever they do in these boards. And when she goes on stage and tries to sing it, she can't because her voice is not made for the song because the technology made a different voice. I just made a revelation. Now, many might argue with me on it. Don't you think? Ariana Grande goes on stage and she can't sing the song Problems. But on the song, she's got the high notes, the low notes, the... It's great. They change her voice all over the damn place. I just want to share that. I thought it was amazing. That's not her voice. Her voice is a lot higher. And there's so much more to it. And we're never going to see it. Because the people upstairs don't believe it's going to make money. That's what it's all about, right? Money. Green. Not green energy. Money. Amazing revelation on that part. Well, I want to go to Christopher Columbus some more. Christopher Columbus. I mean, I really thought, you know, see. Now, did we change Christopher Columbus? Did we take Christopher Columbus and change it and twist it around? Maybe. It's a little bit different situation. He's a historian. We have notes and we have recordings and all that great stuff on what he did. So we don't know. We might never know. Christopher Columbus has been dead for a long time. We don't know. Let's look onto Twitter, though. See, this is a perfect time to do this. Type in hashtag Christopher Columbus, and then you see the world come about. I mean, you guys can weigh in also, 855-712-YNTF, so you can tweet me personally at Andrew Tweetgeo. You can even email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, facebook.com/yoandrewnts. We see the Twitter world come out to play. Type in hashtag Christopher Columbus, and you will read the funniest tweets on earth. But you're also going to see a lot of opinions come out to play. So let's go onto Twitter, and let's see what they have to offer. Hashtag Scooby-Dooby-2. Scooby-Dooby-2. That's funny. He tweeted on the 13th. In 1492, hashtag Christopher Columbus discovered that he was lost at sea. People were already here before him. Hashtag facts. We move on. Veteran freshman at YUSUFYULE. Only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. F-U-C-K, Christopher Columbus. Chelsea Poole, she tweeted out, in the spirit of Christopher Columbus, I have attacked my neighbors and taken the apartment as my own. Girl neighbor is great cook, she lives. That's a funny one. Christopher Columbus went in, took everything, but I'm going to keep the woman, though. And there's been many cases of Christopher Columbus being sexist, many of him cutting off ears and noses, and because a woman didn't... wasn't to his liking, he made her naked, put her on a mule. That's one of the rumors of Christopher Columbus. So that tweet goes out. We're right now, if you're just joining us, we're in the Twitter world, seeing what people are tweeting about Christopher Columbus. Here's a tweet by USA underscore movement. You can never cross the open unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. Christopher Columbus quote. So we have a pro Christopher Columbus. Let's move on. Sirius XM The Highway. They tweeted out, did Stormy Warren really just call Christopher Columbus a butthead? At Brittany Goody. Ooh, have a little controversy going. U.S. Naval History, they tweeted out, help the Naval War College hashtag museum. Ever seen this Christopher Columbus statue before? We move on. Israel News, I follow them, and if you really want to look at Israel News, what's going on in Israel, definitely follow them at Israel News Now. They wrote, hashtag the blogs, Christopher Columbus, who can save Columbus Day? The Jews. In 1492, everyone can finish the first line of the famous poem with Christopher Columbus sails the ocean. That's actually an interesting blog. I'll retweet that one for you at Andrew Tweet GL. Maybe you want to read the blog. I'll read it later. Johnny Ferrara, he tweeted on the 10th, Christopher Columbus Day, celebrate the greatness all weekend. We also have at Todd Gelbaugh, he wrote, this guy is here again, Christopher Columbus. Red Dog, at old underscore red underscore dog, he posted a article from Tumblr, Christopher Columbus, raping, murdering, genocidal, always ask questions of hashtag history. So, we have some more. But look at this. Stephanie Nicosia, she tweeted out about Christopher Columbus Day, well needed 3-day weekend and it begins now. Thank you to hashtag Christopher Columbus. So you see many people. We see many museums coming out, learn the history of Christopher Columbus. We see many people coming out, what we just spoke about, an evil man. We saw some jokes about Christopher Columbus. We saw the many famous quotes and poems of Christopher Columbus. We've seen it all. Look, here's an interesting tweet I just saw. Susanna Plum, she tweeted out, pre-K-3 learned about Christopher Columbus. And you see a picture of little ships on plates. So there's the example just saying the pre-Ks are learning Christopher Columbus Day. But what they learn, how will they take it with them? See, there you go. So right now, if I have to ask that question, do we have a huge public approval? No, it's very mixed. Many of these people are not even thinking about the history. They're thinking about their child's learning. They're thinking about the day itself. Some might say, just leave it alone. It's good. It's fun. It's dandy. I'm off. I'm getting paid in the one of 23 states who allows me to get paid. I'm a happy camper. And many might say, no, the day should be changed. And I am waiting for it to be changed. So everyone has a mixed feeling upon it. It's up to you to figure that out too. We have time to look at some more tweets on the web here. What do we got? We have. I like this. Someone tweeted out, sign the petition, proud to be part Italian, protect history and the image of Christopher Columbus Day. It is a petition on the White House blog, and it is speaking about how you could save Columbus Day and the tradition behind it. Petitions.whitehouse.gov. I wish I knew. I did not know there was a petition on the White House. See? I'll retweet that for you guys if you want to read it. Maybe you want to. I wish I had some time. I'll be able to jump on. Maybe even try to read more about the petition. But see, I didn't know. There's a whole petition going out. A public approval to protect it. Maybe there's a ton of polls coming out trying to go against it. So, Christopher Columbus. I understand many of you out there probably sat there and, wow, I never knew there was so much more to this holiday. And you're right. Many, I actually didn't learn either. Sometimes what you learn is what I learn. But what I do know is this. Take it with you one at a time. and be able to, the next time you speak about Christopher Columbus Day, read a little bit about it. It's interesting. I would definitely do a paper on it. I would do a paper on it if I was still in college. I would. Welp, midterm elections, oh my God, they're so close. Who are you voting for? I know who I'm voting for.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Before the story begins,
is it such a... Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.